Well, welcome everyone once again to another episode of the NOC. That was good. As some of us like to call it, the Nerd Out cast. Love it. That'll be what I miss more than anything when this is all over, guys.
Yes. It's never going
to
be over.
Just whenever I'm not going to be able to hear you guys breathe like that.
It's never going to be over.
Someday whenever we go to like a live television show, we'll have to walk away from the podcast, I think.
Nope, never.
But anyway.
Are you the tech?
So,
we'd like to offer you this multi-billion-dollar deal.
Yes. You guys need to come here. It'll probably be like a three-hour like morning show.
Yeah.
You know.
Tech in the morning.
So I have all these.
tech in the morning.
What would that look like, Rick? How would that be set up? We could all sit around with our big cups of coffee.
Yeah.
Ginormous cups. And just talk about nothing.
It'll be randomness every episode.
Yeah. And we'll have all kinds of like single moms tuning in and watching us all morning. That'd be good.
That's weird.
That was weird.
Or single dads. I mean, it doesn't have to be moms.
Yeah.
Just morning television is always like just really
weird.
Me. I don't get, like, to me, like, if I take a vacation day, and you guys are probably like this too,
yep.
And then I go to town for some other reason, I'm sitting around looking at all these people. It's like, why are none of these people working?
Uh-huh.
Of course, I'm right there with them not working too.
Right. Yeah.
Just, you know, did we all just randomly take a vacation day to, you know, work on our...
Walmart's
you know.
Always packed.
It kind of is. And I know they're thinking the same thing. They're looking at me going, look at this guy. Why is he not at work? And hey, I'm buying donuts. And some stuff to work on my leaky sink.
And those 50-cent pies they have by...
I take it you took a vacation day recently?
I did. Yeah, I did. It was a week or so, though.
To work on your
sink? Well, you had something to take care of, and, you know, you drive around, and it is kind of weird. But then you also, like... Well, I don't really have cable anymore, but I do remember, like... I don't know. Morning television shows are just... They are weird.
Especially when you get into the... early afternoon, and it's Days of Our Lives or something like that.
Oh, soap operas?
Soap operas, yeah.
I've never watched a daytime soap opera.
Me neither.
I don't think I ever have. Days of Our Lives, Young and Restless.
General Hospital.
I mean, I know we have a big TV like in our cafeteria at work, and like you'll go up there and get like a cup of coffee or something. And there's just, you know, they got the standard. They do watch The Price is Right.
Right.
But they got these other things that are...
That's a good show.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's Family Feud. Never mind.
That is Family Feud.
That's a good show, too. Steve Harvey's hilarious.
Yeah,
he is funny.
I don't know when that's on. Anyway, whoa.
That's usually on primetime.
Is it?
Yeah. Why'd you say whoa?
Whoa.
I just...
Whoa. Whoa.
We just got a little... Joey? Is that Joey?
Whoa. Yeah, Joey Lawrence.
Joey Lawrence.
Rest Whoa. In peace.
What?
His career.
Oh.
that's
true. What's he doing these days?
I have no idea.
What's any of them doing these days? What was that show that they had?
Blossom? No.
Was he on Blossom?
It was him and his brothers.
Yeah.
It was like...
Joey and Joey? I don't know.
Joey and Joey. Was it like... It was some sort of like...
Now I gotta look it up.
My Three Dads? No, that's not right.
No, that's not right.
My Three Dads.
All right. Man,
I'm
what?
Not uncommon nowadays.
But, I mean, he was the cool guy. He was
was the older one, right? Yeah.
He was like the heartthrob
or
all the girls had a crush on.
Brotherly Love.
Wow.
That was it.
Wow.
What year was that running?
That was 90...
97, 98.
95 to 97.
Wow. He had the leather jacket with the flannel shirt tied around his waist.
Yeah. He had it going on.
What a bozo.
He had it going on.
Bozo.
I never liked him, to be honest.
Never?
Nope.
I don't think I ever watched a show.
I watched it.
I definitely knew what it was, though.
Yeah. I actually watched it.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go around the table right quick.
Yeah. The knock.
To my no, wait. You're a little off. To my right, we have
Scaff, the Ginger Ninja, Riff. Rev's not here.
Rev's in peace.
What?
Rev in peace.
Go ahead, Eric.
He's sick. The trash man.
Oh, Shantek. Good to have everybody.
Shantesh Medina.
So we do have an absentee at the table.
Yeah.
We have a big empty
last
chair.
Last minute absentee.
Yeah. He's sick.
Yeah, we thought he was going to pull through and make it here tonight, and then he probably even tried. He was probably in his car driving here and then just probably started puking everywhere.
Yeah, probably.
I'm getting a mental picture of him just kind of like this.
Getting in his truck and then just blowing chunks
all of a sudden
right
just,
into his
nice.
Like from the outside, all of a sudden his windshield just like gets covered with stuff.
Right.
And he has to turn on the windshield wipers, which don't work because it's on the inside.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, people from the outside just think it's, you know, like a man exploded.
It's kind of like when you see a spider inside and you can't kill it because you're driving.
Exactly like that. So we're going to keep him in our memory and our prayers tonight as he is at home. In agony.
Yes.
Abdominal agony.
Abdominal.
Abdominogony.
AG. Is that right?
Abdominogony.
A-G. Well, no, it's not really, because G, there's no G word, so it's just AA.
That's true. AA.
Abdominal agony.
AA.
AA.
Hey, boo boo.
So, yeah. Don't.
Would you like another picnic basket?
See?
What?
Yeah.
You have the live play with this and this?
And
me!
Of course. Of course it's going to come back to that.
To Phantom Menace?
So we had a extended week. Of course we weren't
on
last week.
No, they won't!
we weren't on last week. We took a week off for obvious reasons.
You wanted a boonga?
But let's... Let's talk about what we did while we're off. We had a holiday weekend. Rick, what did you do over Memorial Day?
Memorial Day, I sat at home on my Beagles eating foot-long hot dogs.
Wow.
Nice.
Yes.
How many?
I ate two.
Okay, so 2 foot.
Two foot-long hot dogs. They were delicious.
How many inches is that?
They weren't exactly 12 inches. They were probably about 14.
Wow.
They were delish.
Delish.
All beef hot dogs.
Only the best.
Only the best.
Yeah.
Only the best. Was it the ones that are like $1 for per pack or something?
No, man. It was $8 for...
What?
It's like 6 of them.
That's an expensive hot dog.
Those
are the type of hot dogs you don't give your kids.
Oh, they were so good.
Wow.
Did you grill them?
I just put them on with that square skillet thing.
Yeah. Microwave?
No.
No, okay, skillet.
It's like made out of copper. Yeah, I cannot watch infomercials because I'll buy every frying pan that I see in an infomercial.
Are you serious?
Dude, I'm excited for it. I have no idea.
And it's true, though, because I've been to this place and he had the screen door that is magnets
in the
middle.
Yeah, that mesh thing, yeah.
So you go through it, the magnets open up, and you go through it, and it closes right behind you.
The magic mesh,
and it works.
It works great.
It works great.
Until you get puppies, and they eat it.
Oh, okay. It's not dog-proof?
It's not dog-proof.
What is it?
It's a screen door.
Yes.
Okay.
There's magnets going down the center of it that connect, so they're together.
Uh-huh.
And if you just push on it, the magnets are weak enough that they just pop open. And so you can just walk through this screen door, and as soon as you go through it, it closes behind you, and the magnets line up, and it's like it's a pretty tight seal, and no bugs come in, right? I mean, that's the theory.
Huh.
That's the and theory.
Over his place, it's the only place I've ever seen one.
It's great.
That was installed and worked, and it's like it'd be perfect for, like, camping.
It's great.
Because our camper door goes open and shut, like, 1,000 times a day. That thing you don't have to worry about. You just kind of, like, you just bump into it. It's like you're ripping it open, and then it closes up behind you.
Yep. So. And I also have the Miracle Blade knives.
Really? The one you can cut cans with?
Yeah, the guy's cutting a hammer.
Have you cut a can?
He cuts a hammer in the
Tell me you cut
in
a
the
pen
commercial. Out. No, I never have. And then he's like, and it sliced right through the tomato without squishing it. That's and amazing. I'm like, I gotta get that. So I'm calling.
So you're one of those people.
Dude, yeah. I cannot watch infomercials. I believe all of it.
Obsessible? What do they call it? They call it you're a level
it's called
five
I have issues.
Successful.
Susceptible.
Thank you. Yes. There it is. They rate those
easily.
Oh man!
Obliged.
I was like, what?
You know, Rick, I have a lawnmower at my house that you might be interested in.
Yeah.
It doesn't run and it doesn't have any tires, but
that's the one I have at my house.
Oh, okay.
I've been weed whacking my yard.
With your lawnmower?
No, with a weed whacker. Because my lawnmower is busted.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it makes sense.
The fallen icon. My lawnmower. He snorted.
We have a traveler here. Scalf, what did you end up doing over the holiday weekend?
Oh, man. Wednesday night, I left work and drove up to Indianapolis to fly out to Texas.
Wow. Where in Texas did you go?
I went to Dallas.
That's a pretty nice place, I guess.
Oh, I love Dallas. Dallas is great.
So
much good food there.
What did you do while you were there?
I went to the George W. Bush Presidential.
He wants to know who you went to
library.
See.
I went to the George W. Bush Presidential
cool.
Library
yeah.
and Museum.
Library's good, yeah.
Which was really neat.
Mm-hmm. That's fun. You reading books?
No.
No, I became the President of the United States.
Okay. Well, sometimes when you go to the library.
We basically just went to the museum. We didn't do the library
who's
part.
Who's we?
Yeah, who's we?
You, me and a friend.
So you're going to meet somebody there?
Yes.
What's your friend's name?
I can't say.
Hmm. Can we? Okay.
So it's a girl.
Is this somebody that you
okay,
met?
Okay, I went to see my girlfriend, okay? What the crap,
what?
Guys?
So you just used the word girl and friend in a sentence.
Oh, so
together.
You guys are official now? Is it on Facebook?
No, it's not official. She doesn't want to put it on Facebook.
I unfollow people because I hate those quotes people
She doesn't
post.
Put it on Facebook, so.
So obviously she listens to this podcast, right?
No.
So,
no.
So
actually, I did have her listen to one because she wanted to hear what it was like.
Was she yawning?
She was busting up laughing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
now,
nice.
She's like, you guys are funny.
Honestly?
We do have
or was it the laughing of like,
no,
oh my gosh.
No, she's like, you
guys
are actually funny.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is a serious thing. I mean, I tell my wife and kids every Thursday night I'm coming to earn money, you know.
Right.
So I can buy food for them and stuff.
$100,000 per episode.
Yeah.
I wish.
So I
went to the George W. Bush Presidential
that
Library
sounds fun.
Museum. It was pretty cool. It's basically just everything that he did throughout his presidency and kind of like what his life was like beforehand.
Mm. Yeah, that's cool.
And then they have another section which rotates this time right now. It was the...
It spins?
No.
I mean, like a restaurant where it kind of like...
No.
Like
the
thing in Disney?
Like
a merry-go-round. The Hall of
Presidents? No. The...
we're just going to keep going.
But this time, for now, it was the late, like the first ladies. All of the first ladies and kind of talked about all of them.
That's cool.
But it changes themes every once in a while. So.
Hmm.
But this one, you go through, like, there was pieces from 9/11 there. There were speeches that he gave.
Wow.
There is stuff about his No Child Left Behind stuff and... You could go into the Oval Office and take your picture at the at his desk.
Really?
Which is pretty cool, yeah.
So his actual desk that he had at the Oval Office?
I don't think it's the actual one.
Oh, just a replica? Or just a desk they got it like Staples and they put it in there?
No, it looks just like the presidential desk. And then you could go into this other room. They called it the Situation Room.
Ooh.
And you could make decisions like everybody... came together and made decisions.
They locked the door and you had to like figure out how to get out?
No. Based on the policies that George W. Bush had to go through when he was president, so like war on Iraq or Hurricane Katrina, you had to make decisions based on those things that
Man,
happened.
I forgot that Katrina was during his time.
And then they kind of graded on how you did compared to what the president did.
How did you do?
Well, we all did it together, but we chose the exact same thing that he did. But it was, we did the,
so
the
everybody
war
got
on
an
Iraq.
A.
Well,
if you go in there and do something different, you get
they don't like really
right?
grade you. It's just like, well, here's what you did compared to what the president did.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So it's pretty neat.
Well, he did have some kind of tough things going on while he was his presidency.
Did. Yeah, and he was wartime president, so that was rough.
You know, I always wondered what would it, like how it would have been different. You know, obviously when he got the when he first got notified of 9/11, right? He was like reading.
He was reading to kids in Florida,
And somebody came up, whispered in his ear, like, "Hey,
we got to get you out of here."
Well, basically, and what did he do? He finished the story.
He finished the story,
and he got so much crap on the internet. I mean, the news people were like, "Oh my gosh, the president sat there for another what was it? 2 minutes? 3 minutes? Yeah. Something like that." I don't know, but I mean, he finished the story to these kids, got up, everybody have a. What if he would have just like
freaked out,
threw the book in the air and went, "We're all gonna die," run out of the room? Yeah. Would everybody have been like, "That's the president"? No, I mean, he would have got thrown on the bus for that too. I mean, he sat there, kept his composure,
kept his cool, and everything.
Finished what he was doing and got out of there. I mean, I admired him for that. But man, yeah, there were several people on.
Man, I think he was the right. I mean, not trying to get political or anything, but I think he was the right guy for the season.
No, I mean,
yeah, it would have been. I don't know. You know, I don't. The way that he handled it was about the best way you could possibly handle something like that.
I mean, well,
an attack on the country
without getting too political. Yeah, you're right. And it's almost no matter who's the president always gets thrown in her best no matter what.
Oh yeah.
And then it's like later once he's out of the office, people kind of like warm up to him. I mean, he was vote. I mean, he had a pretty low presidential rating while he was in there, and now people look fondly at him and be like, "Man, remember when George W. Was in there and George W. did this?" And yeah,
he even had fun making fun of himself.
Oh yeah, I mean, he was very much
really great.
It was really cool. He actually what was funny is that and his dad was the same way because who's the guy that used to impersonate him on Saturday Night Live? Dana Carvey. Dana Carvey did his dad. George Bush mm-hmm. when they
showed this clip there,
did they?
Yeah.
Well, he invited Dana Carvey to come to the White House and like stay there. Uh-huh. It's like he loved the and supposedly George W. called Will Ferrell and was like invited Will Ferrell up all the time because of the impression. Oh my goodness, his impression of him on Saturday Night Live. It's very different now
mm-hmm.
with our current president and the people that. Impersonate him.
I did not like him.
It's totally different. But anyway, yeah, that's cool. So what else did you do there?
Went to bookstores.
Just really into books, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And went to Bucky's. Bucky's is a place that you have to go when you go to Texas.
Is that also a bookstore?
No. It's like a
discount books.
No, it's like a 7-Eleven on steroids.
Ah, cool.
They have their
Indians on steroids too?
They have their own food. They make their own jerky. They make their own sauces and salsa. So next week we're gonna have something from there.
Nice. What, is she flying it up?
No.
When is she gonna come to your apartment?
I don't know.
What's her name?
I know her name.
So we did that, and I got to go to a candy store.
Dallas Lady.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's where I got these.
Are we going to do this
We're
going
to do this now.
Right now? I don't have water.
We're going to do this right now. You don't need water.
Dreading it.
This is toxic waste.
Okay. Are they all apple?
No, they're all different.
Really?
Yeah. Mine's lemon.
Eric, let me.
He's got lemon. You've got apple. I've got blue raspberry.
Somebody want to trade me for
you're
apple?
You're keeping apple.
I hate apple.
Apple.
Sour apple?
These are the only three flavors?
No, I don't know.
Well, why don't you let me look into your
are
little toxic
right
barrel?
Because that's what you got.
Dang it. Okay.
It was random. I just laid them down.
Very random.
All right. I need a drink.
You don't need a drink?
No, you can't have a drink.
No drink. It's sour. It's not hot.
So, are these like super all right, sour?
So, this has some weird stuff
in it. I'm
just
going to do it. Ready?
Wait, hang on.
These are like super sour. It even says hazardously sour candy.
Oh, man.
Toxic waste.
This is going to hurt.
Are we
going to
take pictures of our faces? We should.
All right.
Hey, based in Carmel, Indiana.
Hey, it nice. Is.
Man, you flew all the way to Texas to buy something from Carmel.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
I know, right? Okay. Made in Pakistan.
Oh, holy cow.
Boy. Okay.
Okay. So here we go. You ready to pop these suckers in?
Ready?
Yes.
One, two, three.
Now, one thing about sour candy, usually takes takes a couple minutes to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
This one's not.
This one tastes nasty.
Rick has already spit his out.
Dude, that's terrible.
Oh my gosh. Rick, put back in your mouth.
I don't want to.
It goes away.
No, it don't, because your face is all like you just had hot wings.
It kind of calms down. Mm.
Oh!
That face. You just made the Forrest Whitaker face.
He spit it back out again.
This is terrible.
Mine's still in.
Mm-hmm. So is mine.
Yeah, but this is lemon, bro.
So, hey, I had apple. Apple's terrible. It does get better. Like, I think it's all off now.
You can't do it. Mine's lemon. I'll try another
don't,
one.
Don't,
no.
I'll
try another
no,
one.
No, no. This is total random. Right.
Yeah, I'll try apple.
Apple will be worse.
Then that, well, why?
Yeah, but you just licked your hand. Oh, wow, guys.
I'm going to try the apple one. I guarantee you.
That was very, very, very sour. But Scalf and I were able to keep it keep it in the whole time. Here you go. Rick is now going to try an apple. Under no circumstance are you to...
It's totally different.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yep, there it is. Now it's kicking. It's kicking in.
You all right, Rick?
Leave it in.
No.
And he spits it out.
Dude.
Hey, throw those away.
I got a cramp in my jaw.
From what?
From making faces.
You so don't like sour stuff,
didn't
do
put
you?
Either one. He spit them both out.
He doesn't like sour stuff.
Ah.
I guess Puerto Ricans are immune to heat, but...
Yeah, I mean, he does all right with the
yeah.
salsa stuff.
Hey, there's blue cups in the back.
I'd just rather drink the lead out of the tap water.
Wow.
Man, that was terrible. I'll never do that again.
Here, try a blueberry.
I'm not trying anything else.
Yeah, whatever flavors do you have? It kind of hurt my stomach.
Yeah.
I think my stomach's a little upset now.
Ooh, black cherry. I bet that's good.
Ooh.
Black cherry. I think it's blue raspberry, lemon, apple.
That's awful.
And black cherry. Oh. And a mystery flavor.
Save that for the rev.
No, yeah. I'm saving that for me.
Oh.
I do not like sour stuff.
I can tell.
I cannot handle it.
It's fun.
I can have some hot stuff, but not sour stuff.
All right.
I'm going to suck my thumb.
Oh, man.
Very, very good. Very good, Scal. So, I don't believe we had any fallen icons, which, by the way, my weekend, we went down to Salina State Park. Or Federal,
how was that?
Federal Park. And spent 3 days down there.
That
it's good.
Fun.
It's good to get away. And we had a storm late Sunday kind of come through, which we were out on the lake. From where we put our kayaks in, we did a Google map of it. And it's about 1 mile to this rock that's like underneath the water. And you can kind of like walk out on this rock and then jump in. And the water's pretty deep. It's about 20 some odd feet there. We had a guy with a bass finder kind of come through and tell us the depth. And so it's really, really good to swim there. And there was goodness. We actually took our food.
What days were you there?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Came back on Monday.
Hmm.
And came back early on Monday, actually, to go to a pool party out someplace. Anyway, no, it was really good to get away. And just the weather was great, except for the shower that came through. But, I mean, that got me a nap. We popped in a Thor Ragnarok.
Nice.
That's a good movie.
And listened to the storm as we just watched that. And I took a nap on the sofa. It was awesome. It was a good little weekend.
I love those days camping.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you got a place to go when it's raining, you can just go in and put a movie in and I mean, that's my kind of camping.
Mm-hmm.
It's glamping, basically.
Oh, I watched Solo twice, too. That's what I did.
Oh. Well, I think we all watched it at least once, right? Mm-hmm. Scalp saw it once. I saw it once. Rick saw it twice. We're gonna talk about that here in a little bit.
Is that why you asked me about Tuesday?
No?
You asked me if I was off on Tuesday. Did you want to go see it again or something?
No. I just, for some odd reason, I was at work when I was texting you. I thought you would be at home. I thought you took the day after when you're flying back in. I don't know why I thought that. So, all right. I guess let's just roll into CFN now. If you guys have anything.
Certified Fresh News. Yeah.
So,
yes,
mine are all short and sweet.
Good.
So we've been goofing around with the whole Spawn and Jamie Foxx thing. It's not confirmed.
You have.
Yes, it has confirmed.
So now it's confirmed. So I actually talked about it. Yeah, so it's not a repeat news.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm over that.
I'm over that.
July 31st.
Yeah.
This is really cool. July 31st, digital. August 14th for the rest of us. Infinity Wars.
Yeah.
When is this?
July.
July 31st.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
August 14th.
Okay.
For the hard copy. I can't wait.
They're just like, oh, we already made our money back. You guys can have it.
Yeah, go on now. Go on now. Oh, you guys have to go online and check out the poster for How to Train Your Dragon 3.
I saw it.
Okay, that was one of mine.
My bad.
Nope, you're all right.
But you need to check it out.
I have.
Comes out in March.
It's the title is A Brand New World.
The Hidden World.
Oh, yes.
That says brand new poster.
Yeah, sorry. And it's a hidden world. That makes sense because Brand New World, I think, would be infringing on Aladdin.
So March
1st. That was a whole new world.
A whole new. It might have been brand
Don't
new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
A brand new world.
So, yeah. So, oh, Top Gun 2 started filming.
Fantastic point of view.
Yeah, so, anyways.
Yeah, it did. Did you see the picture of it?
Of what?
Of Tom Cruise?
I just went blank.
Tom
Cruise?
What
were they talking about? Yeah.
Tom Cruise in his flight suit?
Yo, oh. I did see that.
Do you have that up?
Yeah.
I'm really... So he's like an instructor on this?
Oh my gosh. Stinking ads. Seriously.
It's legit. So... Oh, also... Yeah, that's pretty cool. I saw it.
Top Gun 2.
And he did say when he was trying to get it off the ground that he didn't want to do it unless they were using real planes. So,
oh, what are they using, the 35s?
He didn't want to use CG planes. He wanted them to have real planes.
Hey, that's Tom.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And so, this is a little old, but you guys need to check out the Man in Black poster. It just shows the shades.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
It's super legit. I'm excited about it.
That's locked in, right? That means
it's locked in. It's Chris Hemsworth and Tessa.
Yes, the
Thompson,
girl from
the girl from who played Valkyrie.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So it's gonna be legit.
And there's a third. There's somebody else, right? It's those two, and they have kind of like how a.
As far as I know,
Joe Pesci was like the third wheel, like on Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon. Hey.
Come on,
what was his name?
I don't know. That's a good movie. Vinny something. No, that's my cousin Vinny. I read something about it. I thought there was a third person that was going to. I mean, wasn't necessarily one of the men in black or women in black, but it was like they announced this person that was going to be kind of like hanging out with them, and it was like a really good trio. Seems like it was an older person.
I can't remember. Tessa Thompson. Nope. June 14th, 2019 is the date on that.
Okay.
So.
Okay. That's good. I'll be watching that.
Yeah, so. Hey.
And I think it's actually a continuation, isn't it?
Well, it's
like
over.
Like reboot on that.
Well, I mean, it's,
it
it's
says
Men
reboot,
in Black, but
I think
it's over in England.
In the same, yeah,
isn't
the same
it's in
universe.
A different
I'm still going to watch it regardless. Because
oh,
I'm
yeah.
a huge fan of that franchise.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be good.
And I love the ride in Universal.
Oh, what?
Uh-oh.
Right now, it's just Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth, but Liam Neeson is in talks to play a role.
Oh, that'd be great if he was Tommy Lee Jones.
Yep, that's who us. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you guys here.
He might be. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're good. The Crow is dust.
I saw that. It's that gone was mine. Again.
My bad.
That's all right.
I was kind of excited.
They cannot get this thing going.
Uh-uh.
No.
It's
they
cursed.
They need to just stop.
It's just cursed.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to be a part of it.
No, I wouldn't either.
After all the stuff that happened the first time
it's
around.
It's pretty much dust.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not like the director walked out. It's like the director and Jason. It's like, geez, man.
Did you see a concept picture of Jason Momoa as the Crow?
No, but I'm going to look it up right now. Off to you.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
He looks like an angry crow.
I know, right?
Well, I think he was angry, wasn't he?
Brandon Lee,
he was pretty angry when he was the Crow.
Somebody died when the first one was being filmed?
Yeah, Brandon Lee.
Oh, yeah.
He got shot.
Yep. And then the second one, something happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the Crow itself, because he was killed before it was over, and so they had to, like, scrape together, like, unused footage to be able to finish the movie. If you watch, like, the last 5 minutes of that movie, it's all just kind of, like, footage that they...
Kind of like what they did for Fast and Furious with...
Except back then, the CGI wasn't that great, so they had to basically use...
And they even have a crow with Eddie Furlong. I'm not lying, man.
What?
It's like the Crow 12 with Eddie Furlong.
Okay.
I'm serious.
That's a thing, huh?
You serial?
I am serious.
Okay.
Anyways, off to you, man.
Well, you took most of mine.
Way to go.
But so you can.
That's fine.
Make them longer.
That's fine. Andrew Lincoln is exiting The Walking Dead this season.
Really?
Yeah. But there is possible people are thinking that he might be switching over to Fear the Walking Dead. So we'll see what happens. But yes, him and Lauren Cohen are leaving season 9.
Who's Lauren Cohen?
Maggie.
Oh! Okay.
So, they are leaving at season 9.
They can't do it forever. So their characters, I wonder if they're going to get killed off or if they're just going to ride them.
Or their characters are going to move over to Fear the Walking Dead.
Eddie Furlong, The Crow 4.
Wow.
It was like a straight to nothing.
You weren't lying.
No, I was not.
And then next week is a big gaming convention. E3 is happening.
Oh, E3?
Yeah.
Where's that at?
LA.
LA? Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll
be getting a bunch of news. No, I wish.
So what the dates are, what, like next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday or something?
I believe it's like, I think it starts June 5th, but I'm not for sure.
I have a Doritos shirt from E3.
Do you? No, yeah. June 12th through the 14th.
So that's 2 weeks, basically. So we won't be talking about next week, but probably the week after.
Yeah.
That'll be good. There's always some cool stuff that comes out there.
Yeah, there is.
How do you get a Doritos shirt from there?
I bought it.
Oh, okay.
So I like wearing t-shirts to work.
Hmm.
Even though I'm not supposed to. That's for Top Gun.
You do that, yeah. He's doing the ice chomp.
Goose! Gosh darn it, Goose!
The new Fallout was announced, Fallout 76.
I saw that.
Takes place at Vault 76, which was, if you have played any of the other Fallouts, it was mentioned in Fallout 3 and Fallout 4. I'm not sure if it was mentioned in New Vegas, but it was supposed to reopen 20 years after the war, but obviously it didn't. It opened up a lot later. So
obviously. Now,
should be interesting.
Did you play 4?
And it seems like, yeah, I played 4. And it seems like this one's going to take place in around West Virginia area. So
per the song,
yeah.
Now, did you finish 4?
I did not finish it. There was just so much stuff to do.
Yeah, I have it too, and I didn't make it very far into it. Man, it's a really cool game.
Yeah.
But my goodness, it was. It's very easy to kind of
get lost
and distracted, and before you know it, it's like I couldn't.
What was the story again?
I couldn't remember what I was doing, but I know my little suit. Yeah. My battery ran out of juice in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, that happened to you?
And I left my suit behind, and then I got killed, and it's like, oh, yeah.
So you pretty much stuck yourself.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, and I just never returned to it.
Uh-huh.
I would like to. I just need to start all over and just do it smart.
I'd like to play it again, too. And then I don't think this concerns any of you guys, but there was a new Pokemon announced for the Switch.
Pokemon?
So, that's big news.
The Switch, are you going to have to run out and find him? Is that kind of thing?
No, but it actually does connect to the Pokemon Go app on the phones. Hmm. So,
okay.
People still do that?
Yeah.
Where they're like running
around. That's still a thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was huge. How long ago was that?
Quite a few users that still do it, too. So.
Hmm.
I haven't. I don't even have it installed on my phone.
But you did it one time.
Yeah.
How many Pokemon did you find?
I don't remember. I only did like 5 or 6.
Wasn't there one at church?
I think I had it. Yeah. I think I had fun with it for about a month.
He was in the worship team.
High tent behind the bass amp.
Yeah.
Everybody's, he was trying to turn it off.
Everybody's coming up front during the music. To turn off the bass. They're like, hey, look at all these people coming up front. That's great. Oh, no, they're just looking for Pokemon.
yeah. That's great.
Okay.
Touche.
So, yeah, that's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
So, we all like Nick Frost, right?
Who? Yes.
Nick Frost.
Who?
Seriously? Nick Frost.
Who?
Frost.
Who?
First name Nick.
Who?
So it looks like that people have been on the message board trying to get him to get interested in, and I guess he has kind of like accepted the fact that he'd be interested in doing it.
Who is it?
Reprising. You don't know who Nick Frost is?
No.
Nick Frost and Simon Pegg.
Okay. Frost, the other guy.
Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz at World's End.
I got you. The
okay. He's got a recurring role on Into the Badlands. Anyway.
He was in one of the Doctor Who episodes.
Yeah, and he's been in actually more than one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Looks
like my old boss at GameStop.
Really? Wow. Okay. So he's actually got on to his whatever account, I guess it's maybe his Twitter account, and said that, cool, I'm in. Thanks, everyone. Appreciates it. Playing Penguin in the upcoming Batman.
Dude. So that's where that came from.
That's legit.
Now, obviously, none of this is beyond just fans pushing for it, but the new Batman movie is pretty much a go. I don't think it's been officially announced, but obviously there's going to be a villain in it, so all the fans are kind of hopping on board trying to help out. I'm all for this. I think it'd be cool to see him in that role. Obviously, it was played by Danny DeVito in the second Batman. That
did a great job, too.
Yeah. Danny DeVito? Yeah, I mean, That Batman was very dark, and, you know, it was probably, it's been a long time since I've seen it. And also, somebody else that his name's been thrown around about possibly being interested would be Josh Gad.
Wow.
Which basically is.
I think he can do anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't put any, yeah, he's, but he would probably sing. I mean, we have the first singing penguin.
Yeah, he's already has experience with the cold since he's Olaf.
Yes, Olaf from Frozen.
Yeah.
So there's that one. Of course, I had How to Train Your Dragon poster. So John Hamm, I thought this was actually funny. John Hamm was on Ellen or something the other day. Again, more daytime TV. And he was talking about this new movie that's coming out. Now, we all know that Jeremy Renner was not in Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
But he is in another summer movie that's coming out here shortly, and it's the comedy Tag, where he broke both his arms on day 3 of shooting. So John Hamm was on the Ellen Show, and this is how he kind of explained. He says, there were several of us on set. I wasn't there that day. But Jeremy Renner, he broke both his arms at the same time, day three of production, and we had 40 more to go. So keep in mind, this is a man. This is John Hamm, which I love John Hamm. He's so good. John Hamm, this is his words. He says, keep in mind, this is a man who's done 100 Avengers movies and been fine, and he does a movie about playing tag, both arms like firewood, just snapped like a matchstick.
Oh, my gosh.
So I can't wait
for that movie, though.
So for the rest of it, and he was in, like, he was one of the main people throughout the rest of the movie. On day three, he snaps both his arms. So he wore green socks, like, around his casts, so they could basically digitally paint out his casts through the rest of the movie.
That's interesting. Is it going to look like the mustache?
We'll see. I mean,
I hope not.
Yeah.
Because they're basically playing on that he's the best one out of the team, isn't he?
Yeah, he's kind of like been tagged. The cool guy that has never been tagged. And this movie's based on an actual event. These people have been doing it since they were 9. They're in their 50s now. They do it for like 1 month out of the year, every year. They play tag. So that comes out in theaters, by the way, June 15th. Should be pretty good. I mean, yeah. You got Jeremy Renner, John Hamm, Isla Fisher. Isla. Anyway, Jake Johnson, Rashida Jones, Ed Helms, and Hannibal Buress. It should be a pretty good movie. I think we should all go see that together.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, I think I had some stuff from James Cameron. We'll skip that.
I got one more that I forgot to mention.
Do you? Well, go ahead and do yours, and I'll close it out.
Jake Gyllenhaal to play Mysterio in the new Spider-Man Homecoming, and Michael Keaton coming back as Vulture.
I like him.
Well, because he was still there at the end of the first one. I wonder if they're going to spin him into like a good guy role.
I doubt it.
But like
Vulture?
But he wouldn't give Spider-Man up. Remember, the guy approached him at the end of Homecoming,
right? Because he protected his daughter, but.
You don't think he respects him a little bit?
He might.
Okay.
But I'm excited to see Mysterio finally in Spider-Man.
Oh, Jake's good.
Yeah.
I think I've liked him in almost anything he's done. Minus the cowboy movie that I've never seen, but I'm sure he's probably good in that too. Rick, was he all right in that movie?
Which one's that one?
You know. Okay.
Oh, you talking about Brokeback Mountain? I never watched that. Yeah, never seen it.
Okay. All right.
I like cowboy movies too. That's too bad.
Yeah. Weekend box office time?
Yeah, sure.
Weekend box office. Now this is coming off Mojo, and this isn't the
box
whole 4 days.
Box office Mojo.
Box office Mojo. This must just be 3 days because it's we have number one movie of the weekend, Solo, Star Wars Story, bringing in 84.7 million.
Which, keeping in mind, Memorial Day weekend is never a good time to release a movie.
Well, considering you still have two big hitters, I mean, Deadpool 2 took in 43 million on that weekend, and of course, Avengers still brought in almost 18 million on that weekend. So, I mean, there were two other big movies still people were going to see. I think Solo ended up making a little over 100 for the whole 4 days, right? Like after Monday was over, I think it was right around 104 million domestically, which is underperforming what they the projections. But we can talk about that later. So Avengers: Infinity War was third. Book Club, which I think that was whatever Book Club is, that was at fourth.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah,
it's the one about the women reading 50 Shades Grey, the old women reading 50 Shades Grey, I think.
It's a Paramount movie. It's been out for 2 weeks. Life of the Party with what's her name?
How long has Deadpool been out?
Just 2 weeks.
Okay, so I got two more weeks with it.
Yeah, that's yeah. Because our draft movie, summer draft movie's going on, and our movie's only last for 4 weeks. So Deadpool's got 208 million domestically in 2 weeks, so you still have two more weeks to go. Let's see. Breaking In is at number 6. Show Dogs at number 7. Overboard at 8. A Quiet Place is at 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Quiet
Still
Place.
In the top 10.
That's been out for 8 weeks now. Has a grand total of about 180 domestically. Jeez. Pretty freaking good. Way to go, John. And RBG it rounds out the top 10.
So Black Panther's out.
Black Panther is at 14.
But Quiet Place is still there. That's incredible.
And Black Panther's been out for 15 weeks. So
Black Panther.
About a month longer. Not to mention Black Panther's already out for people to buy.
That's a good movie.
Something interesting, though. Rampage. Rampage is at 11. Let's see. Rampage, it had a budget of $120 million. It has made 93 domestically, so it may not even make back domestically. It won't make back its budget.
Worldwide, I think
overseas and everything, it'll be fine. But that just shows you the you just
even
never
The Rock
know.
Isn't
you. Well, no, I mean his movie last summer, Baywatch.
That movie was good.
Might have been good, but no one saw it.
No,
and.
That movie was pretty funny.
So he had a stinker with Baywatch. Jumanji just exploded and made hundreds of millions of dollars domestically.
Jumanji did explode. Man.
And then he turns right around and does Rampage, which probably is not going to be a dud, but it's definitely not going to be what the other ones were. And then he's got the other one later on this summer, the Eiffel Tower one. So we'll see how he does. So there we go. There's our weekend box office. And I want to say that we are. The How to Train Your Dragon poster does look pretty cool.
Night Fury.
I'm excited about that. Anybody else read the little thing about James Cameron explaining how his new Avatar sequels will revolutionize 3D?
Oh, please.
No, I'm not gonna read it. But he's already talking it up how good his 3D is gonna be.
Mm. Nobody cares about the interlocking braids.
Well, the big thing is the underwater. They're doing mocap underwater. So, and how that's never been done before. And so, we'll see. All right. So, that's it. That's it for CFN, guys.
Nice.
Do we have anything for the main event?
Yeah.
Is that a main event or a remarkable reel?
It's a main event.
Yeah, Remarkable Reels is more of the top 10 lists. So, here we go. Excellent.
So,
what are we doing, Rick?
We are going to discuss Solo.
Yes.
A Star Wars Story.
And since we are dumb and we can't hold ourselves back, we will be spoiling it.
Yeah.
So here's your spoiler. Total spoilers.
Pretty much.
but if they haven't watched it, they're commies.
Hey, y'all need to go see it.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
We don't.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Aaron, I'm planning on seeing it if you hear this before the weekend. Maybe.
Well,
hopefully.
let's be honest. We're recording this May 31st.
It'll be out.
You're not going to be listening to it on June 2nd. Let's just be honest.
Hey, challenge accepted.
Really?
Yes.
By this weekend?
Yes.
Will you break up with your girlfriend? See what I did there?
That's true. All right. So we are going to talk about Solo.
A Star Wars Story.
Star Wars story. Scalf, where did you see this at?
Man, I saw this at the Movie Tavern in Dallas, Euless, Texas. And, dude, I love the Movie Tavern. Because you just go there, and when your seat's reserved for you, so you have reserved seating, so
nice.
You don't have to worry about where you're going to sit.
Nice.
You get there, you push the button on your chair, and then you recline back. Waiter comes up and is like, what would you like to drink?
I'm getting mad just thinking about it.
Yeah.
And then hands you a menu. What would you like to have for dinner? So I got me some Southern style chicken tenders with fries.
Is this while the movie's going on? I said, don't talk to me. Do you not see Jabba?
Well, they
the
do
Huss
it.
The
they
screen?
Do it. They do it before the movie. But I mean, you can still ask for them to come, and they don't get in the way of the movie when you're watching.
Better
it's
not.
Really
$10.
Cool.
All right, that so sounds how was good. That, how was that different from our experience, Rick?
Well, our screen was black.
Pretty much. And when we got there, there were people dressed up, cosplaying as characters and taking pictures and stuff.
Man,
so that was pretty cool.
I'm telling you what.
Did we have any of that, Rick?
We had nothing. I think my girlfriend was wearing a Star Wars shirt, and that was it.
Yeah, my girlfriend was freaking out because she'd never seen Star Wars cosplayers before.
Nerds. Battling with lightsabers.
She's like, what in the world's going on
that would
right
be
now?
A little...
There is a Darth Vader reclined back, and he's going...
Wow. Okay,
that would be unsettling, really.
And then, dude, I had a Tusken Raider right in front of me, and he had the sound effects going.
Yeah.
Like the Tusken Raiders. Yeah. He had those going. Oh, man, it was so cool.
That's great. Nobody dressed up in Bedford.
Not that I could tell.
Because Bedford is the butthole of pop culture.
So the entire center of our theater was kind of filled up, so we had to sit off to the far,
yes.
far right or far, far left. And our screen was, at least at the beginning of that movie, was so black. It's like you really couldn't...
It's hard for me to watch movies in these theaters now after being in Texas.
Oh, it's terrible.
I don't... Yeah.
Because there are movie theaters like this everywhere in Texas.
Oh, yeah. It's just here.
Yeah. The butthole of pop culture.
I mean, I'm sure if we would have drove a half hour north, we probably would have saw it on a much better theater.
Yep.
With probably some people dressed up.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, at Force Awakens, when we went to that one, we had some cosplay going on.
Yes.
So
I went to Bloomington Saturday night, and there was nobody in that theater.
But they would have been on Thursday night.
The true fans were there.
That's true.
Thursday night, probably Friday night.
Yeah.
There was nobody there. There was like 40 people on Saturday. I was so sad.
Well, this one's not bringing in the numbers as the other ones have.
No.
But let's...
It's still not a bomb, though. It's a flop, but not a bomb.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about it.
It bombed in China. It only made $10 million in China.
In China.
Really?
Yeah.
But in my heart, it's not a bomb.
No. To me, it's not a... Dude, this movie...
It's good,
I had
too.
So much more fun in this movie than I did the Last Jedi.
It was nonstop, too.
Yeah.
All right. So
I was so happy coming out of the theater... Compared to what I was like with The Last Jedi.
So, okay, without getting into spoilers or anything just yet, just give us your first impressions. Go. I mean, you've kind of already said it, but, I mean, maybe just for little reasons.
I mean, it was, from beginning to end, it was fun.
Yeah.
There was no slow parts. I mean, I had fun the whole time. And the whole movie, I was watching Han Solo and Lando Calrissian and Chewbacca.
Yeah,
like I didn't feel like it was anybody like being different actors. It didn't feel any different to me.
No.
I felt like I was watching Han Solo, Chewbacca, and Lando Calrissian.
It was great.
So, and I walked out of that theater with a big smile on my face.
Me too.
The I won't say opening sequence, but the main
the way that they did the intro was
phenomenal. Was
legit, dude, that
man.
Was Clone Wars.
Woo! Too sweet me. Woo!
That was Clone Wars.
I just mixed two wrestlers together.
Just two guys. And they just high-fived over the table, too.
No, we too sweeted.
Yeah, we too sweeted.
I don't even know what that is.
NWO.
For life.
So I'm talking about the train heist. That sequence of the train heist, I thought
so we're getting into it?
We were just talking about little things that
we
kind of
like. Little things, but not spoilers.
You talked about individual people. I couldn't agree more.
Okay.
I really, really liked Lando.
Oh, man. He was so good.
He was so good.
He nailed, like, the way he talked, the way he moved, the way his little mannerisms, which so did Ed Orridge. How do I say that?
Aaron Reich? Just say Alden Ehrenreich.
I'll say Alden.
Sounds like an elf
so
from
Alden,
Lord of the Rings. Alden.
Alden of the elvish realm.
What were you saying?
He did well. He did really good. I mean, I don't know why people...
When you hear Lando, like when Han Solo's going into the... to play him the first time, and you hear Lando, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah, it was
but
good.
It wasn't.
It was good. No, it wasn't.
No, and he
and the capes.
He is getting a lot of praise right now. Well, we'll see where this goes. I don't know, but I mean, I didn't think there was enough of him. I was a little disappointed by. I don't know. He was in the movie,
well, it is
but
solo.
It is true. I was really hoping Lando would be in. I mean, he was in. I don't know, half of it. I was hoping for like 70% of it, but anyway.
Well, that's because you like Donald Glover.
I do. I have kind of a closet Donald Glover lover.
He's a great dancer. I didn't know he could dance.
Well, he's a music artist, right?
Yeah.
Childish Gambino.
Yeah. Gambino, which he says he's done with now.
Yeah.
After this last album, he's walking away. We'll see. But yeah, I've been a fan of him ever since he was a writer on 30 Rock. And then obviously on Community, he was great. Which you guys have never seen.
He's got a super successful series going right now.
Yeah, Atlanta. Which I've seen, and it's like, man, that's a hard series to watch.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a dramedy. Like, it's half comedy, but half, like, Yeah. So, I've seen it. I can appreciate it, but it's not on my watch list. So, okay. There we go. I've said my part. I thought the action in that first sequence of the train heist was... I mean, super well done.
No. The troopers with the magnets.
Oh yeah, see
that was cool.
That was
see,
so cool.
Stuff like that, little things like that, is what I love about Star Wars.
Well, and that was Ron Howard.
Ron Howard did a good job, and it felt old school.
It felt like a George Lucas Star Wars movie.
It was so old school. Even the sequences had even Spielbergish type of vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like the battle when Han Solo first meets up with Woody Harrelson's character. I'm trying to think of his name.
Who? Becker?
Beckett.
Beckett.
Yeah. Beckett.
When he first meets up with Beckett, and like how gritty that battle scene
was.
Hey,
that was good.
That
man.
Was so cool.
The mud planet.
They're my friends. Yeah.
Again, way too dark. I couldn't.
Yeah, you gotta go see it in another theater. Because
like you couldn't even see Chewbacca. Like you see this. Yeah.
No, you need to go watch it in another screen.
Be careful.
Need to watch it in another screen.
Hey, this weekend, let's go watch it in Bloomington.
No, I can't.
Why?
I got stuff going on.
What do you got going on?
I just got stuff going on. So, anyway. But maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
All right.
Where
let's
we
move in. Let's okay. move in. Let's move in. Let's
hey, whoa. First character off the bat. That I absolutely love was Proxima.
Really?
Proxima? Those goblins that got with the earrings and all that stuff. I thought it was an awesome.
But, who was that?
And it was practical.
You know, did you notice what he did?
Yeah, the detonator
from
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, episode 6.
But it was a rock and he went with his mouth. It was great.
Did you notice that?
I don't know what you guys
are talking about. The thermal detonator.
The thermal detonator in episode 6 in Return of the Jedi when Leia shows up with the thermal detonator at Jabba the Hutt's palace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was in the same sequence.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the dice that get more attention now than they ever did.
Yes. You notice how the dice changed too? Like
they're cleaner.
Well, at one point they looked like regular dice, like they had dots on them. Like 1, 2, 3, 4. And then by the Force Awakens,
that's our screen. That wasn't.
I don't know.
I ordered some on eBay yesterday.
Don't really know what that's all about. I don't know. I watched a little thing on like Easter eggs of Solo, and that was one of them.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I caught stuff that made sense and went, oh, I remember seeing that, or that's from that. You know, that's from that movie, but I can't remember.
So. What did you guys think about how he got his name?
That was pretty cool, actually.
I kind of liked it.
The Imperial guy just kind of like, eh.
You're Han, Solo.
Han by himself. He's like, I'm just by myself. Because he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was given to him by...
an Imperial officer.
But Corellia was cool, man.
Dude.
Seeing the Star Destroyers getting built.
Dude, now...
Yeah, that was cool.
The reason I like Star Wars, I like to pick stuff up. And when they were, the crane was picking up the big Star Destroyer, the little ball looking. I was like, wow, what a scene. And then there's like thunder in the back, so you could barely see stuff. Man, yeah. That was legit.
That was mostly through the, that was the whole movie, really.
No, that was our screen. You gotta go see it. And
yeah, I know.
And then Han Solo meets up with Chewbacca.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the Beast.
The Beast hasn't eaten in a few days.
Yeah.
In the mud planet. Man, that's kind of disturbing, too.
It was so cool. I never even thought about that. Like, of course, that's how they would have done Wookiees.
Yeah.
That didn't obey. They would throw him into a pit and feed him people.
He ate people. Oh, and he pulled up.
Arms out of the socket. Yeah,
it's official.
Well, I could have used that uniform, but yeah.
Yeah, that part was pretty good.
And then we got to see Han speak Wookiee.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Kashyyykish. Yeah. What kind of language is that? Kashyyyk.
I just call it Wookiee.
Yeah. It was great, man.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to. Is that because Chewbacca then learns English?
Yes.
By the time the.
Well, I mean, Chewbacca understood basic.
That is true.
So, he was kind of understanding him a few times, a little bit.
Everything you hear about me is true.
so good.
it's so cool.
The overlying arc of this movie, story, solid. Has nothing. This is the first Star Wars movie that you don't hear the word... Force?
May the Force be with you.
Yeah. Or do they even reference Jedi in this?
No.
So, I mean, this was a very stripped down...
There was no Force.
I don't think so.
And it seemed... I didn't have a problem with it.
No.
I still felt like a Star Wars movie.
Not at all. Not one bit. In fact, I mean, it was almost like...
I didn't even miss it.
No, yeah. It was good. No.
I mean, it made you kind of like just concentrate on, like, there is nothing else. You weren't... At least for me, I wasn't thinking, well, what's Luke Skywalker doing right now or anything? It's like, no, screw that. This is Han Solo, and nothing more. You weren't worried about anything. I mean, you did have the Empire in there, but mm-hmm. that's basically it. Except, I guess, well, yeah.
We'll get to that here in a second.
Yeah. They're talking about Clint Howard.
Oh, yes,
the
Clint
best cameo,
up.
Not the other cameo. This one was the best cameo, Clint Howard.
Well, you knew it was coming. Angry ref. You knew it was coming.
So, what do you guys... Okay, did you want to say something about Clint Howard?
No, just that.
Okay.
He's great.
It was great and that necessary for a Ron Howard movie.
Yep, absolutely.
And well done, too. It wasn't like Rob Schneider and Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah.
So,
it was really good.
You can do it.
Here's something cool. The scene where Han and Kira are in the cape closet.
Yes.
Originally, Han took the cape and hung it back up. But George Lucas was on set that day and just leaned over to Ron Howard and was like, Han wouldn't do that. And then he went on set and showed them what Han would do. And that's what they went with. He dropped the cape. He's like, Han would drop the cape.
Hmm.
And then Ron was like, "You're right. I've got to do that." So George Lucas did a little bit of a directing.
That's good, man.
In that, and it just shows how much he knows these characters. You know,
yeah, he's the man.
Well, okay.
What?
Well, he wasn't. He wasn't a big fan of Force Awakens.
No,
in the way the story has progressed over there.
I think he was more of a fan of The Last Jedi than The Force Awakens, though. Yeah,
probably. Because not many people liked it. So, all right. So let's keep going.
L3 was pretty cool.
L3 was cool.
Yes.
I like that robot.
I like the scene where she tells everyone to have a revolution, and then she tells this one droid, and then the droid just goes and frees everybody.
Yeah. It starts the revolution. Yeah, yeah. The fact that she was a woman, it's like, I didn't get that from the trailer.
Female droid.
Yeah, but
she was sassy.
She was a female, yeah, kind of programmed as a female woman.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which first Star Wars did not have C-3PO in it.
That is true, but what's his name was in it.
Anthony Daniels was in it.
He was in it. I heard his voice.
Can't remember where.
And we know why the Millennium Falcon has a peculiar dialect.
Yes.
That.
L3
C-3PO says that the Empire Strikes Back.
That connection was really cool.
It was cool, wasn't it? It gives the Millennium Falcon a personality.
When 3PO says that the Falcon has a peculiar dialect.
It's because of L3.
Because of L3, yeah.
Oh, no, I never put the two and two together.
Oh, well, there you go.
Wow. Thank you, Rick. I
the escape pod on the Falcon was great.
Mm-hmm. That is true. But we also got to put to rest exactly how he did the Kessel run. And how, you know, that wasn't... It was a distance. A parsec is a distance, not a measure of speed.
No, it's a measure of time.
Measure of time.
And in real life, it's a measure of distance.
Yes, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, everybody's kind of been curious how that actually worked or if it was a mix-up, how it was read. And no, they put all that to rest and figured out how it actually matters. And I thought that was pretty cool. So now we can kind of quit talking about that.
And he rounded it down, so.
That is true.
You got to round it down.
Absolutely. So that was cool.
Yes.
I thought Beckett was pretty cool. I thought at first that I was gonna have a hard time with Woody Harrelson in a Star Wars movie, but man, he killed it. He did.
Yeah,
good.
It was good. He was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that that whole cast starting off was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was, well, spoilers. I mean, people got wiped out pretty quick in this movie. About the time when you started to like get used to him and go, oh, that guy's cool, I like him. Or
yeah, John Favreau, he gone.
Yeah, and it's like, man, they didn't waste any time.
Yeah,
And
they really did a good job of how to get Han and Chewie into the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon.
Dude.
By injuring L3 and then Kira being like, oh, you're a pilot? And Chewie's like, yeah.
Yeah, because at first he's just kind of hanging out in the back.
Yeah.
You know, just watching.
Mm-hmm.
So, wasn't like he just hopped in there from the get-go.
Nope.
And he is 190 in this movie, so...
He is 190.
He's already flown a few ships.
Yeah.
You look great!
So that means he's only 200...
Well, I mean, he was there during the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
He fought in the Clone Wars.
Yeah, so because this one's only about 10 years before Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
Or A New Hope.
Yeah.
Sorry. Alright, what about all right,
okay. You get to the end.
Go ahead.
Let's just do it.
Just do it.
You get to the towards the end,
mm-hmm.
and before that, you know that Drayden Voss, which was he's really good by the way, really good villain, is working for someone else. At first, I was thinking Jabba the Hutt, but I was like, because they mentioned the Hutt cartel. And then Kira opens up after she kills Voss. She opens up
with the ring too.
A
she
hologram,
vicious, man.
And there's a hooded figure. And dude, I saw the feet. I wasn't sure, but I was listening to the voice, and I was like, "That sounds like Darth Maul," because it sounded like Sam Witwer
from
Darth Maul from the cartoons.
Yeah,
because I'd heard it so many times. And then I saw the side figure. I saw the side figure. I was like, "No, they're not gonna do Darth Maul."
Yeah.
And then they show his face. And
by
it's
golly.
Freaking Maul, man.
And not only that, but it's Ray Park.
Yes, Ray Park playing
and
Maul.
They added a few wrinkles to his face,
mm-hmm.
which looks super legit. And I have goosebumps now.
I know.
And I'm going to go cry in the bathroom.
I know.
Because that's probably what? There's a 30-year span from when he got cut in half to this point. So,
but if you watch the Clone Wars, you understand why he's alive.
Yeah. He's alive in the Clone Wars. Episode 21, season 4, if you want to watch
Which
it.
Which is cool how the cartoons and Rebels and all this is all canon.
Converging.
Did you have, were there people in your theater that were basically like stood up and
no.
Hooray?
No, but me and my buddy was like freaking out. We were like, are you serious right now?
Rick was freaking out a little bit.
I freaked out a few parts.
Yeah.
I know the ship that he was trying to hustle Lando with that he didn't have. Was a type of ship that is the Ghost from Rebels.
Hmm.
So it's like all that stuff is newer material. It's real cool how they mixed it all in there.
Yeah.
Kind of like how they did Rogue One. They mixed all the...
But man.
It was good.
Nobody expected Maul to be in this
movie.
No,
I had no idea.
Nobody did.
I had no clue.
Even in the script, they didn't write his name down because they weren't for sure yet. And so Maul was one of the candidates that they were going to use. And Ron Howard went to his son. And he was like, "What do you think about if you know, if Darth Maul happened to show up in this movie, and he was like, that'd be freaking cool. And so he did it.
I wonder who the other people, other candidates were.
I don't know.
Because more than likely, that's probably not who Lord and Miller were going with. He probably...
Probably Hondo.
What? From the cartoons?
Yeah.
Hmm. Nah, he could stay in the cartoons, though. I don't know how they would do him.
I don't know. He's pretty funny, though. If they were going for a comedy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I like the feet. They did the legs super
they
cool.
They did, man. Didn't they?
Because they put the robe, like, covering most of it. So you didn't, like, see the whole thing. It was pretty cool, man.
And it was the same guy who voices Darth Maul in the Clone Wars and Rebels.
And then Ray Park. You can't beat it. No. His horns were big, too.
Just like from Clone Wars, yep. Man.
What do you think?
Which, what you find out from the Clone Wars is that he tries to consolidate the criminal underworld under one banner. And so... seems like he created his own with Crimson Dawn.
Yeah.
Shannon's not paying attention.
Yeah, he doesn't care about the Clone Wars.
You guys are talking about stuff I don't... Yeah.
We're just talking about Maul.
Yeah. But no, I'm reading some stuff on Solo here. But, you know, so...
I suggest everyone needs to go and watch Clone Wars Season 4, Episode 21 and 22... and then just find out what all of the episodes are that Darth Maul is in,
yeah. And
watch those, because that'll help you figure out how he got to where he's at now.
Yes.
In Han Solo.
Yeah, in Han Solo.
Plus, they're great episodes. Like, they feel like movies, mini movies.
They are super good episodes.
Mini movies.
So.
I'm so behind on Rebels. I haven't finished it.
So I have a little thing here. Wait, are there still talking about the movie? do you have anything else you want to talk about the Raiders or the bad guys that ended up not being
Enfys Nest?
Oh, dude, I loved her.
Enfys Nest was cool.
Yeah,
loved her.
So evidently,
and what she said at the very end was legit.
Yes, and that supply that they got. Funded the entire rebellion. Funded the Rebel Alliance. So that's pretty cool, too.
So it's kind of like the beginning of the Rebel Alliance?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Like the very, 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 very beginning of the Rebel Alliance.
I like her a lot. She was cool. She was young.
Like, hungry. even pre-Rebels, Rebel Alliance.
Hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So there's
and then when Lando just takes off
on the he had 30 hitmen in the thing and the thing just takes off.
Yeah, he just leaves him.
He's gone. That was great.
Yep.
That was so cool.
It was good.
You kinda understand their relationship of being kinda like,
and you get the Han Han thing, like why he calls him Han instead of Han.
Yeah, why was that?
Well, Han was like, so, what's this game called? And Lando says something like Sabacc, and he's like, how do you play Sabacc? Han is like, how do you play Sabacc? And he's like, says something else, and then he calls him Han. And then Han's like, it's Han. And he's like, okay, Han. So from then on, he calls him Han Solo instead of Han Solo.
That's pretty smooth.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's a good friendship there.
Yeah.
I like that.
And so, we find out how he won it fair and square.
Yep, which wasn't, but...
Yeah. Well, Solo won it fair and square.
Yeah.
That's true. He did cheat the first time through.
That's true, yeah.
And tried to cheat the second time.
Who?
Lando?
Lando, yeah. Lando tried to cheat. He's like, no, I won it fair and square.
I love the Falcon, and they did show the satellite flying off, too.
Which was flat.
Yeah, which was flat. So,
dude, the Kessel Run was the bomb.
It was scary, man.
It was so cool.
Yeah.
That Maelstrom was crazy. The Maw, I think is what it was called.
I liked it.
I did too.
Well done. So, I guess we should go ahead and let's just grade this thing out. I mean, we've talked about it now. I mean, so just how do you compare it to being an independent Star Wars film, not really having any...
You could... Anybody could go in and watch this.
Yeah.
I think. You don't have to have any previous knowledge.
Better than Rogue One?
Oh, no. More fun? I don't think it was better than Rogue One. I think it's still different than Rogue One.
I think I like it more than Rogue One just because I like the characters. Because it has Lando and Han and Chewie.
It was more fun, though.
Yeah.
And it's not... I mean, Rogue One was kind of like... When it was over, there's no more. I mean, this one actually kind of gives you hope for, like, you know, there's already rumors of, like, hey, we're going to have a Lando spinoff.
Lando spinoff, Boba Fett, possibly a sequel to this one, which could be the Boba Fett or the Lando one.
Yeah.
And then possibly having Maul and Kenobi. So there's a possibility with that, too.
They could easily throw two more movies into this franchise.
I mean, there's a lot that can split off from this.
Yeah.
And since they have the Red Dawn, Crimson Dawn, that kind of, like, you know that the Empire's bad guys, but now that we've got the Crimson Dawn, they can be bad guys elsewhere.
Yeah.
So, because, and then just make the Empire kind of just in the background, but the Crimson Dawn be the full new antagonist, which would be pretty cool.
I like me a monster movie, man.
So, out of 5 redheads, let me how many, what would you
I would
give
say
it?
4.75.
Wow, that's pretty high. Okay.
I'm going to have to agree with that.
4.75?
Yeah.
Just give me a lot of gunk droids and you can make the story about... Well, they had a whole bunch of gunk droids in this movie. I saw one. You see the one that got knocked over?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what?
Like, that would probably
happen a lot.
Here's the thing. I wanted to see Han and Chewie's relationship. Got it. Like, yes. I had a checklist of what I wanted to see. I wanted to see the Kessel Run. Got it.
Yes.
I didn't know I wanted to see Maul, but I got it.
That was a pleasant
surprise.
That I
did not expect, yes. We got why his name is Han Solo, which is pretty cool.
And sad, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, it just checked off a bunch of stuff that I wanted to see. How he got the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
It was shiny too, man.
Yeah, it was.
For a little bit, it was shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He pulled some Han Solo stuff, like when he's pulling.
He got his gestures down. Really,
yeah, he did.
Really is.
Yeah, he did. Like when he's when he's flying the Falcon and then he pulls the landing gear down. Slides and then goes back up.
Yeah.
That was kind of like one of those I don't ask myself until I've done it kind of
like
thing.
Force Awakens movie. Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
Didn't really think about
it.
He was
like, I know a guy that did this, that tried this one time, and she's like, what happened to him? He died. He died trying it.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
So, I don't know. I mean, it was just...
I'm looking forward to seeing it again. I really need to see it again.
Yeah.
But with only seeing it the one time, I mean, I'm going to give it a easily 4.5, which is probably what I gave Rogue One. So it was a whole lot more fun than Last Jedi, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was different, though, than the Last Jedi.
It is.
So there's hope here. The fact that it had a fairly soft opening weekend. Still the largest in 4 years for Memorial Day.
I think people are going to go out, are going to hear that the people that saw it are like, it's really good. You need to go see it.
It's super good.
It's got 2 more weeks of basically no new movies coming out.
Right.
It's got good word of mouth. They're saying that it really needs to get up to 500 million worldwide for it to be considered a success. That's going to be difficult for it to do, but not impossible. Considering that does include DVD and Blu-ray sales, so that can go to it as well. But it's one of the more expensive Lucasfilms ever. It says they spent more money on
this.
They
had to reshoot a bunch.
Yeah, this specific one says up to 80% had to be reshot by Ron Howard.
Yeah.
So that number's been floating.
I think
all over
I heard
place.
70%.
Yeah, I saw 70, and it just kind of bounced around. So the next movie that's coming up that will probably give Solo, will bump Solo from the number one is Pixar's Incredible 2, which is, that's not till mid-June. So for 2 more weeks, people should go see it. They're expecting it to make $60 million this next weekend. upwards of 60 million, so that's a good second weekend. So if it can bang out two more good weekends, you know, domestically, it should be able to make upwards of the two. And then overseas and everything, you know, it could get up there to the 500, which if it gets there, then sequels are a possibility, you know. You know, let's hope it gets there. Yeah.
Rick, I can hear the, this, yeah.
Just keep your hand on it. So, all right. So, we're good there. Everybody rated it. Eric, if you haven't seen it, go see it. Are we good to move on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do randomness now? Are we? I mean,
I got a quick one.
Let's just do it, bang it out real quick.
Yeah, we need to.
I mean, if you're up for it, Rick.
I'm up for it.
I mean,
I'm just stalling because I can't find the thing.
Yeah. What do you normally talk about? Beetlejuice 98 or
Beetlejuice
something?
48, yeah.
40, yeah.
I can't find it.
Can't do it?
I can't find it, Captain.
Why don't you just sing it for us?
Okay. I'll sing it right now.
Okay.
So, speaking of Star Wars, what do you guys think of a Star Trek world in one of the theme parks?
I heard about this.
In Universal.
Universal's going to do it?
Rumor. Allegedly.
It'd probably succeed.
Think it will? I mean, Star Trek has a huge following.
They're a
huge
following. The Trekkies are pretty serious.
They're super serious.
So I'd say they probably...
It's you got to be careful with it. Because Trekkies are a lot less forgiving, I think, than Star Wars fans.
You don't think they would want a hotel that they could go to?
No, I think they would.
We all got.
But what I mean is, they're very particular about like the ships. Like they know all of
their
specs.
They know everything. Yes.
They know specs for like all of the, you know, planets and all of that stuff.
That's crazy.
I would go.
I will go in a heartbeat.
I would definitely go. But I'm not a major Trekkie.
No, but I'm a huge fan of the original series. Yes. Whoever Bullseye is
Bullseye.
Gonna, Bullseye. Whoever he is, he's gonna be in Daredevil 3.
Daredevil?
Rev, do you know who Bullseye is? Yeah. Well, he's gonna be in Daredevil 3
or Deadpool.
And, 3. No, Daredevil season 3.
Daredevil season 3.
So whoever that is,
Bullseye.
Rev.
Wasn't Bullseye? He was. Okay, never mind.
That's also allegedly.
Allegedly?
And apparently.
Who's the guy that was in the remake of the Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Dynamo?
No.
Dynamo!
Remember he went to Mars.
Where's Bullseye?
That guy.
Yeah, because Bullseye was in one of the Daredevil movies, wasn't he? Played by the...
Yeah,
that
played by Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, I'm not crazy.
Oh yeah, that's funny.
All right.
Yeah.
Was that okay? Was that your randomness, Rick? Or are we still doing?
Oh yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Okay, mine comes from FoxNews.com. Elon Musk's plan for a transport system to get anywhere on Earth in an hour, definitely going to happen.
Wow.
Definitely?
Yep. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
So, have you guys heard what the BFR is? The
big freaking rocket. Yes.
He's planning on using that as a transport system to get anywhere on Earth in under an hour.
Wow.
Wow.
There's a video on YouTube you guys need to watch.
Okay.
And it's super cool.
Hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, you could get to, what was it, L.A. to London in, like, 30 minutes or something like that.
See, I totally, yes, it's doable.
New York to Shanghai in 45 minutes.
Hey.
I mean, I want to see this happen because it would bring plane tickets down, too. Because, you know, if you always, if you go to the next technology, it'll bring the previous technology down.
Like flat screens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 8-tracks.
Yeah.
So one of the most impressive things, personally, for me that you can watch right now is, have you watched one of the launches of
the
SpaceX?
I watch them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know you
do.
And
the landings are crazy, too.
But, I mean, they show them live, and they basically launch a rocket, deliver the payload, and bring everything back to Earth, usually in under 15 minutes.
Yeah.
The whole thing from start to finish. It is
super They get a rocket impressive. Back in 8 minutes.
Yes. To me, that just blows my mind. You're watching something be delivered outside of our atmosphere into kind of like inner outer space, lower orbit, and then brought back, safely landed here on Earth in sometimes 8 minutes. And the one I was watching, it was a little bit longer than that, but it's like, it is so super impressive that they can do that now. And it makes you just wonder, it's like, yeah, you should be able to go up, get in, you know, lower orbit, go to anywhere in this on this planet super quick. It's kind of weird, really, but I mean, it's there.
And he's doing it right now.
And this is,
and he's making all of his rockets are going to be reusable.
Yeah.
The Falcon 9 is in the Block 5 stage, which is the final iteration. And so basically what that means is with the Block 5, it can be reused up to 10 times without major adjustments to it. And they're saying up to 100 times. Jeez, with man. Adjustments.
See,
that's so incredible.
And this kind of stuff we are seeing, I honestly believe this, not just, I'm seeing it personally through my own daughter, but what we're seeing through SpaceX, we're seeing a resurgence of the younger generation getting interested in space exploration.
Because news isn't talking about it.
They're not talking about it.
But I don't understand why.
I have one daughter that's in high school that has been kind of, she's only a sophomore, but she's been kind of looking at engineering as a career. And just me having her watch these things, she has grabbed an interest into this. It just blows her mind when she watches the same thing that I watch. She's now looking at going into aerospace and engineering, which deals with basically rockets and outer space type propulsions and stuff like that, solely because of what she's seen on the internet and seeing what is being done right now. And she says that, like, at her school, whenever there's a SpaceX, they'll put it on the TVs, and even like class will stop for a little bit and they'll watch these, you know, these takeoffs and landings. And it's like, it's super cool that the schools are embracing this.
They should be.
And be like, hey, look at this. This is what's going on right now.
And I don't get why the news isn't talking about it.
It is kind of weird in that respect. Yeah. It's almost like, because it's not government. It's like an independent. It's coming from the private
sector. Yeah, I mean,
sector.
We're not paying for it.
Yeah. So, which that in itself is freaking impressive. If you think about, I mean, this is something our own people, NASA,
our own government can't do.
No, they're sitting back scratching their head like, how is this Elon Musk guy put all this stuff together? I mean, obviously
they're
it's not
using
just
him. They're using him to put their stuff in space.
Yes, but I mean, he's smart enough to bring the right people to his company and get this stuff done.
I mean, he's not the only one doing it. Jeff Bezos has also started doing it with Blue Origin, but they're not nearly as ahead of or as close to SpaceX. I mean, SpaceX is just kind of shot out there in front of everyone.
And see, right now it's like, okay, we're building rockets. It's throwing payloads into outer space. That's one thing. But there'll be technologies that branch off from this, just like anything else. I mean, NASA gets credited for, they made the microwave, they made Velcro, they made all these other things that got developed because of the space race, so to speak. And that'll come from this. I mean, there'll be all kinds of technologies that we're not even thinking about that will probably be developed and be put out there to the consumer through this.
You said space race, and it's kind of cool because it's not nations that are doing it anymore. It's private sector companies that are racing to space.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's money in it. I mean, if you can get a landing pad to the moon and start mining resources from the moon, there's tons of money there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's,
you know, and then getting, and then landing on a on an asteroid and mining resources from asteroids and stuff. I mean, there's there's asteroids that are just diamond.
That's weird.
You know, I mean, so
yeah.
That's gonna
oil. There's there's oil resources, there's probably
oil vibranium.
So anyway, wow, that we got off on a little bit of a tangent.
Yeah,
hey, that's cool.
No, that's all good. That's good.
$19 billion net worth.
Elon
Musk.
That's not bad.
Let's just hope that his rockets self guiding system's better than what his cars
well,
have right now.
Did you hear what? What did I tell
it
you guys?
Hit
what
a cop
happened?
Car.
What happened?
Hit a cop car. A
couple weeks ago.
What's that?
The Falcon 9 was supposed to, so when it hits the 60-second mark on the countdown, the computers on the Falcon rocket take over the launch sequence.
Okay.
So from 60 seconds down, the computers take over. Well, 2 weeks ago, they were supposed to launch on Thursday. And once it hit the 60-second mark, the computers took over and aborted the launch.
Huh.
And said, nope, we're not launching today. It saw something within the system that it didn't like and aborted the launch, so they had to do it the next day.
Okay.
So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. So why did that guy's car run into a cop car the other day?
I don't know.
I mean, a parked cop car. I mean, that's the one thing you don't want to hit. Yeah, that's unfortunate because people now can blame everything on, oh, my car did. You know, how many times have you guys seen any of the videos of just like the cars just going through the front of a store,
yeah.
Or
yeah.
You know, somebody just puts it in drive and just goes right through the front of something, and of course they always, oh, my car, the throttle just got stuck. No, that's not what happened. These people get their brake and their throttle mixed up and just floor it, and you know, and the same thing's going on with these self-driving cars. You're not supposed to let the car do everything. And they just basically sit back and watch their car run into somebody, and they go, oh, it was the car's fault. No, you idiot. I mean, you're still involved.
At least it was parked.
Yeah, it was. Still, anyway. Okay.
Do your randomness.
No, I'm not going to do my randomness.
No, do it.
Okay, I'll do my randomness. This is actually a couple weeks old. I printed this off a while back. But GTA 5, which... Grand Theft Auto 5, which is not a new video game by any stretch. It's
nope.
Been out for... Since what? 2000?
It's even been out on the PlayStation 3.
Yeah. So it's been out for a long time. It is now said to be the number one... has made more money than any other film, book, or game basically in history, even when you estimate inflation.
Mm-hmm.
You look at movies like Star Wars and Gone with the Wind, you estimate inflation. They brought in around $3 billion in theaters. They're thinking that the Rockstar title, where's that? Puts the ballpark.
2013 title.
Yeah. $1 billion. Well, that's less than. Oh, no. It's got over $6 billion in revenue. Sorry,
yeah.
There it is. So this video game, they estimate that it has been brought in over $6 billion in revenue, which that's more than Gone with the Wind or Star Wars, that they've estimated those are about
90 million units sold.
Yeah. So that video game, solely on its own, bigger than any film, book, or game, which is pretty stinking impressive. And they've not had a sequel to that yet. There's not been a GTA
nope.
6.
Because they're releasing Red Dead Redemption 2
yeah.
this year.
Yes, they have other games coming, but
they focus on one game and then move on to the next and then focus on that game and then so.
Yeah. So that was kind of interesting that a video game now basically holds the record for at least when it comes to entertainment as the number one money getter. All right. So there's
cool.
A randomness. I thought this was going to be a short show. I don't think we did.
Yeah, no, it's 2 hours.
I think we ran long. Yeah, just about. So, definitely missed the Rev this week. Let's hope that he
yeah.
gets feeling better and comes back.
Yeah, we wish him well.
We didn't start till like 9:45.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So, okay. It's not too bad. Not too bad. All right, so I think we're done.
Is that it?
I think so.
All right. Check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/nerdoutcast. Check out our website, www.thenerdoutcast.com. Send us an email, nerdoutcast4, that's nerdoutcast, the number 4, at gmail.com. Send us a voicemail, 812-297-8801. Is that everything?
That's it.
I'll be joined. Keep your powder dry.
Touch the sky.
Slap my eye. I still do that.